this is Matt from Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
If you had it, if you had to cut one, would you cut Celebrini's or Sally's?
Oh, man.
I'm cutting
John,
Sally. I'm cutting Sally.
I'm cutting Sally, too.
Is Celebrini going to be around for a while?
Might be the next Gretzky.
That's me. That's what I've said. You can't take that from me.
That's like saying lunchtime's at 12. Steiny, everybody, come on, man. This dude can be that. The great
one. No. I said that.
Oh, good God. You stole it from me.
Hey, I got a, by the way, we're hoping to be joined very soon by Anthony Becht. He's the new Jets radio color commentator. He played tight end for more than a decade and was a first round pick in 2000 of the Jets.
Man.
And he's their new color commentator. So looking forward to talking to him about what's going on with the Jets, who will obviously be in town on Monday. Hey, I got a.
Give it to me, because you don't know how excited I really am.
Oh, about what?
Just football tonight.
Oh, no.
Monday night at the Hilton. This is, I mean, the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Your boy is juiced,
man. I got something even to throw into the hopper for
Let's
you.
Let's go.
I got a documentary recommendation for you. And maybe you could work it in this weekend.
All right.
It's called Happy People. Happy People. Life in the Taiga. I think you would
Frankie
enjoy
Beverly
it.
And Maze.
Huh?
He had happy people.
No, it's a documentary depicting the life and the work of the trappers in Baktia, which is in Siberia.
Now, trappers in the streets mean something different.
Oh,
than,
no.
What is that trapper? Yeah.
They actually trap animals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like.
So that's different than.
Like. Yeah.
Pushing. Yeah.
We got him. Thank God.
Yeah. Anthony.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, he is the new Jets color commentator. He played tight end for more than a decade, and he was a first-round pick of the New York Jets in 2000, Anthony Becht. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. Let me just ask you this. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers got hurt early last year. He's healthy. What is the excitement level among Jets fans right now for this season?
Well, you know, last year it was at a high level and then ultimately sank down with a roller coaster of emotions off the fourth play of the season. And now I think it's like urgency across the board. I think fans are finally like ready to see a team compete, a playoff contender, a team that can go deep. I think everybody out there is saying or predicting the Jets is going to have a strong season. And quite frankly, guys, on paper, they are a playoff team. I mean, if they stay healthy, and I think that's what everybody's talking about, is, you know, if this roster, these linemen, Aaron, can stay healthy and make it through a 17-game season, that they have a really good chance of making a push in the AFC.
Anthony, let me ask you this, because the head coach is the former, as you know, defensive coordinator Robert Saleh for the San Francisco 49ers, and this is what I know about you guys in New York. The fans, they don't have a lot of patience. Is Robert Saleh, after a year of not having the services of one Aaron Rodgers, is he truly, really on the hot seat, Anthony?
You know, I would contradict and say the fan base is probably one of the most patient, even though they do it in an angrily manner. Look, you're right. I don't think he's on the hot seat. I mean, I think last year was kind of an enigma as far as, you know, you want to judge a head coach on all of their top players being available. Now, is that an excuse? If a guy gets hurt and you can't find a way to compete and win on a week-to-week basis, it's not. But when it's the quarterback and when it's Aaron Rodgers, it's a little different. I mean, obviously, when you're losing multiple games last season and you're playing three or four different quarterbacks and rotating 10 different lineups at the offensive line position, it is frustrating for a fan base. They don't want to see it. They want to see something better. But what exactly is reasonable enough for the eyes of a fan to really see that fits what they should have out there with no Aaron Rodgers? So I think now with all the pieces, this is a better gauge on, okay, the type of coach Sal is. All the players respect him. They love him behind closed doors. I think he's just anxious and ready to see what he's got with his main guys playing.
Anthony Beck joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the Jets radio color commentator, an NFL tight end for over a decade. You seem like the perfect person to ask this question to, Anthony, and it's obviously Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams didn't have a lot of training camp, but specific to Brandon Ayuk, who's a receiver, can you give us a sense, as a guy who, you know, caught footballs in the NFL, how behind he is, how long it'll take to get him up to speed, and whether or not the 49ers or any team in their position pays a price for, let's say, a receiver who gets in late? Is there any ramifications?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, listen, he's a very talented receiver, deserves every dollar that he got. But, guys, let's be frank. You know, you're not running routes. You're not practicing. You're not working on timing. You're not working on your physicality. You're not callousing your body through training camp. It's going to take 4 weeks, in my opinion, to really get to where he needs to be. And, unfortunately, he doesn't have the time to, you know, condition himself maybe as much as you could have in training camp. You know, just those windows and those days off. Now you're into the season. You're going to go. I don't know if he'll ever be full peak during the year, but he will groove. He will get that football, condition at some point during the year. But I absolutely think it's a factor. You know, for Trent, a little different position, but still, you haven't taken any snaps. You haven't done anything except maybe training and working with your personal guy. It's a lot different, man. You know, just he is the one of the top, if not the best tackle in the league. But those reps, getting yourself ready, using training camp, one-on-ones with the defensive ends, especially his own. He's got some of the best in the business. He has not been able to go against those guys just to get his body going. These are factors to me that I think will show itself in this football game. And then even, you know, Christian McCaffrey, we know his work ethic. We know how he trains. They know that he's inaccountable on his body and everything. But when you're not actually physically taking those reps and you're visually doing it, yeah, there's no question he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and, you know, play at the high level. But I still, even there, I feel like there's going to be some time for that to kind of gradually work through. And it might be a little bit more committee. It might be a little bit more of a pitch count on how he feels as well. So, to me, I think it's a big factor. We'll see if that looms large. But I think, you know, you may see some issues where, you know, they're not fully going to be able to go out there and play the snaps that maybe the fan base want them to see.
Anthony, you mentioned the Niners running back, the fantastic Christian McCaffrey, and enough said right there. But I want to ask you about your running back. And I was telling my partner, man, I really believe in Breece Hall. How close do you think he...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is Anthony to be in a household name.
Oh, guys, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I would say I'm expecting him to put up a 4 or 5 year string of what we saw LaDainian Tomlinson
do. Wow.
2,000 plus total scrimmage yards, right? Rushing, 1,000 plus, and then also receiving. He was the number one receptions last year from the season. And I just, you know, to me, man, like, he's a complete package, you know, 600 yards receiving, 1,000 yards rushing, and he started the season slow coming off an ACL. I mean, guys, he's everything and all that, and he's a very confident player. You know, you guys have Christian McCaffrey, and clearly he's the best of the best. But this kid is young, hungry, and he will show up on a week to be set. I'll just say this. The offense funnels through Breece Hall. He is the best offensive player on this football team.
Interesting. Anthony Beck joining us on 95.7 The Game, Jets radio color commentator. So out here in the Bay, obviously, and I just mentioned him, Williams and Ayuk, one held out, one held in, but they both just got to camp. And I can just tell you that at least out here, it was the biggest story. Every day there was an update on whether they were close to coming back or not. Hassan Reddick hasn't shown up to Jets training camp. And I know the circumstances are different, but I'm just curious to know how the Jets have handled his absence, knowing that out here it was kind of a sideshow at the end.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously disappointing that Hassan did not show up after the trade. You know, I know early on his party and Joe Douglas, the general manager, had conversations where, look, let's get Hassan in the building. You know, let's build the rapport, be around his teammates. We will get the structure, the contract, and all those things hammered out. And he decided not to show up at all. And listen, he has that right. I mean, you know, it's not uncommon. Like you said, you had it on your own side. But you know, I don't know what the factor is for it. I mean, you know, you don't have Huff from last year. You don't have JFM, John Franklin Myers. But, you know, I think to me, a guy that's got a lot of upside, their former first-round pick from 2 years ago, Will McDonald, to me, is a factor. And I think he's going to get more plays, more reps now to show off his pass rush ability. And I think people are going to start liking what they see from this young man. Not the biggest defensive end, you know, built kind of similar when you look at Leonard Floyd type of body size, as far as, you know, not the thickest guy. Now, Leonard obviously has a lot more experience and has built through his body now in his frame. But early on, very similar players as far as what they can bring to the table. And he's an extremely talented pass rusher. And again, they're going to lean on Jermaine Johnson more across the board. And of course, one of your guys, interior wise, Javon Kinlaw's had a fantastic camp. He's put on 25, 30 pounds, which is remarkable for a guy that's already 300 plus, but looks great, has been just dominating every day in practice, looks as healthy as he's ever been, and looks like he's got a chip on his shoulder, guys, for whatever reason. Coming out of San Francisco, he is a hungry player. And, of course, Quinnen Williams. Now, I'll just say this. The matchup of the game, when you're watching this, is your right guard rookie, Dominic Pooney.
Yep.
He's a guy – Pooney, excuse me. He's a guy to me. There is no learning catch-up phase when you're going against a guy named Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams dominates starting guards and tackles in this league. Now you got a rookie. Again, if you're going to attack an area – you're looking at that center, that right guard position. That's, to me, an area where the Jets are going to manufacture some big plays and try to push and squeeze that pocket and make Brock throw a little bit on the move.
Anthony, I'm so juiced. We got a game tonight, but I thought the NFL could just hit it out the park with the Jets with those JETS green helmets. Remind me of Richard Todd era against the Niners. My question to you is, who is the most important Niner for this matchup to you and the Niners season?
Wow, you know, I mean, listen, I think that everybody always wants to talk about the quarterback position, and they say, you know, the system and how it's, to me, Brock Purdy is the key, with his weapons around him and protection. You know, I just got, you know, listen, my kid plays at Iowa State. I followed Brock a long time, and, you know, this guy has it, and he's continued to show it and prove it. The Niners, in my opinion, are very fortunate to have him. And I love to see what he looks like this year, you know, especially if Brandon Ayuk takes a little bit more time, you know, a little bit youth and some concerns, maybe interior offensive line. Like, how does that look for Brock and his success? Clearly a lot of weapons, Christian McCaffrey, you know, Kittle, we all know those names, and Samuel. But that extra piece, Ayuk, being full speed, up to go, Trent there, those things are going to happen. And when they are, that's when this offense and this team will click. But I just don't know early on. This is just me thinking out loud here, is that it may take a little more time than just the first game.
Hey, Anthony, when are you getting out here? And my last question, you like the Bay Area?
Love the Bay Area. Yeah, absolutely, man. I played a lot of football out there, obviously, when I was with the Jets and the Bucks and some of my other teams, Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I think for me, you know, I got my son plays at Iowa in the Cy-Hawk Classic.
What position, Anthony? What position is he?
He's the quarterback for Iowa State, Rocco Beck.
There it is.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, I'll be out Sunday morning, fellas.
Okay, great. Thank you. Hey, Anthony, thank you. Enjoy your stay out here, and good luck on the season.
You got it, fellas. Thank you.
All righty. That's Anthony Becht. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
Yeah. Well, I'll be watching his son at Iowa State, the QB. Didn't know
Dude,
that.
Dude, he's an All-American.
Man.
You don't follow Iowa State?
Well, I haven't seen him play. It's been 1 week.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Good stuff. See,
no. He said chock he backed you up. Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
But it's the NFL, right? So obviously 99.9 is a quarterback league, right?
What?
I get that and I understand it, but Christian McCaffrey is what makes the engine go. Like, what if I told you we could really, there would be a math problem, we would solve it, and it would tell us the impact that McCaffrey had on the success of Brock Purdy. Because now that people throw rocks and whatever fruit at Jimmy Garoppolo in his tenure with the Niners, they're right on the table to me, Steiny, brought to you by ATCO. I do wonder, I really do, how successful Jimmy would have been. Would it have been better had he got this much run with McCaffrey in the backfield?
Probably would have been better. I mean, I think he went 5-0 with McCaffrey when he quarterbacked.
And he went to a Super Bowl without him.
Yeah. I mean,
just a thought.
Are you ready to send Garoppolo to Canton?
No, please. Oh. You see him in Vegas?
No. What's he doing?
No, last year he was terrible.
Oh.
And he suspended 2 games.
Nah, you hate
all
to see
stuff.
It. You hate to see it. Yeah. You know how you know the Niners are good?
How?
Okay. I'll tell you how. I've been reading a lot of previews. I've been reading a lot of stuff about how the 49ers are going to be and their strengths and weaknesses.
I'm having the best day. What did I do?
You laughed in my face.
No, I was laughing. I couldn't wait to answer.
You did something because I saw you talking right before you laughed.
There's something called in-show producing that the audience isn't privy to, and it's generally for a reason.
And him and I hadn't talked. I was just giddy about what you were giddy about what you're about to say.
Don't be insecure. Did you get the memo from the boss about listen to your partner?
I do that better than anybody here.
Oh, please. Oh,
Mister, I'm going to talk to Evan the whole show and look to my right. We're on a date, bud. I need to see those. They're green, right?
Brown.
Okay, but yeah, you veer off. Like, dude,
kind of all.
I look you dead in the like.
Goo.
Yeah.
Goo.
I know what I do.
In the last 6 months, have you ever not waved to somebody who's walked by the studio?
That's because it's called sales.
Hi.
They're looking in. The client's looking. I want to, hey, we're a family.
Somewhat distracting.
To you.
Okay, yeah. So.
You're not going to remember. What you were about to say.
Oh. No, I do. Here's how you know the 49ers are good. Here's how you know they're loaded.
Right.
I'm reading The Athletic the other day.
Look at your partner.
He's like, it's incredible. I don't say anything about it, but it's like, I'm over here. But go ahead. Evan's over there. Go ahead. You like what you see over there. I get it. I don't take it personally. I really, but I do think about it on the drive home. Look at me.
I forgot.
Oh, you know how they're loaded. You know how you know they're loaded.
I don't like to. Like, I'm not going to stare you down,
no, dude.
What do you want from me?
Interaction, but Snotty, just you know how you know they're loaded.
All right.
Yeah.
I was reading The Athletic. Here's how you know they're loaded. It said, area of concern for the 49ers.
Oh, I think you told
us
this.
You know what it said?
Hold on. I think you told us this yesterday.
You know what it said? Center.
Yeah, that was it.
That's how you know a team's loaded.
That was it, center.
That's how you know a team is loaded. Oh, they may have some issues at center.
Man, I'll tell you what. Anthony did say, Steiny, rookie Dominic Puny, has his hands full with Williams. Like,
yeah.
That'll, when you, if you have a breakdown, now, Steiny, that can wreck a game. I'm just, you know, if Dominic get handled, he could wreck a game.
Well, Williams. I'm more worried about the center position now.
Yeah, look at you.
Who do we got there? Jake Brendel? Brendy?
They've gotten to the NFC Championship games 4 years in a row. This O-line, this supposedly the weak link, 2 Super Bowls and 4 straight trips to the NFC Championship game.
Hey.
They'll be fine.
Well, here's how I know you don't listen. I'm looking at the YouTube chat.
All right.
And Lori Matthews said, yeah, you said that already about center. Damon Cheng says center. Yeah, you said that already.
And I just told you you said it. I said you told us that yesterday. So you don't listen to me. I just said that after you said it. Yeah, you gave us that nugget yesterday.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm staying out of this.
That's
one.
No, we're getting to that point of age. I set my appointment the other day.
That's the sign.
Happy Hour Podcast. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't recall.
He's too old.
That's wow.
That's slap me for what I'm doing.
Dude, I was serious, Donnie. I called Kaiser. I hung up. I didn't set an appointment. But you get so excited. We got a game tonight, hours away.
It's not the Niners, though.
But it's still a heavyweight showdown.
Eh, we'll see.
Well, could be their Super Bowl opponent. I got the Jets in the mix. I do got Kansas City, Cincinnati. You didn't ask. Jets and Ravens.
You hear the 49ers are up. What?
I was going to give you some 49ers news.
You know what? This is, I'll be honest with you, and you can give it. And I think I know what it is. But file this under... Tell me something that matters.
Well, I thought you'd have a take on this because a member of this newest 49ers captain's class is someone that, you know, you have a bit of an issue with, Steiny. Okay, so Nick Bosa is a captain. Fred Warner, Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Deebo Samuel, and Trent Williams.
Evan, I just have a question.
It's called their starting lineup. It's not called their captains.
There's not. Come on. That's too many damn captains, Z.
If you're holding out, can you be a captain?
Is that a mulligan?
Oh, he's very respected.
That's a lot of folks for the captain.
Yeah, I'm less concerned with Trent Williams being one of them than what kind of team names 13 captains. Hey, did you hear about the Warriors? Pajemski, Trace Jackson Davis, Curry, Draymond.
Yeah, that's...
And actually, they named D'Anthony Melton as the sixth captain.
That's pretty good. Let me give you one.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yellow Jacket said, Goo, you're correct. I do wonder about...
I don't know. I don't know. Hey, do you see the... we're up against it a little bit, but maybe I should not...
Too short segment coming up next.
Should I mention it or not? Or should I save it for tomorrow? We'll see. It's a game time decision by me. No doubt about it.
Evan out tomorrow. After the show, I mean. No cafeteria. Kind of down. I'm really, that bothers me. He got to work, but.
He works harder than us.
Well, he's younger. He's younger. We're closer to retirement than Evan. We put in more work than he.
You're not close to retirement.
But you are?
Yes.
You don't know my corporate life.
I've seen your bank account. You got more work to do.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I met the criteria to be selected.
I love this.
Oh, that is incredible.
Oh, but everybody heard Michael Jordan. Everybody afraid of Michael Jordan.
That cut Isaiah, man. That cut.
I'm Team Isaiah.
He should have been on.
Team Isaiah. That's who I am. All right. Coming up next, it's the Too Short segment. You know what that means. It's 10 minutes. And then we do the crossover.
Yeah,
that's what we do on 95.7 The Game.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
I root for Africa.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Which country?
I'm mad right now. I'm not feeling it right now. I'm going to lay out.
Why?
Because the boss is so creative. I was in his office when he did that promo for the crossover. Okay. And I'm going to go diva on you guys right now.
You're not in it enough?
I'm not in it at all. And he played it. And I was like, I doubled back like, give me a bar. I'm not that guy, but... When you hear wow, you were in there all through the promo. Congrats.
Hey, you know what I like to do? Shatter perception. And
I like that term.
Did you notice, where our last guest, and he was great, if you want to go back and check it out, go ahead and download the Odyssey app. Anthony Becht, he's the new tight end. No, not new tight end. He was a former tight end, but he's the new radio voice of the... Jets. He's from Philadelphia, and I never brought it up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. Right, I'm asking you to be honest. Did you know before the interview he was from Philly?
Did you?
Because there's no way.
Did you get the text from the boss that said we have a chance to get Anthony Becht, the Drexel Hill native?
I was in traffic.
Now, I need you to be honest, Steiny. Mm. Did you remember?
I forgot.
And Evan knows who you are. I forgot. I love it. There's no way you would have let that go.
Becky.
Yeah, you definitely would have brought up Drexel.
Hey, let's go to Frontline in Fremont. Frontline was at the summit yesterday. Frontline in Fremont. What's up, Frontline?
Frontline's in the house. What's going on, Steiny and Guru?
What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had a great time at the summit yesterday. My first time coming down there to see you, radio host and everything. Had a good time.
Cool.
The best part of it was when you guys walked in through the door. That was my part right there. When you guys walked in, you guys are full of class. I love your spirit. I love your spunk. And had a chance to see the guru. Had a chance to see the guru because I haven't seen the guru in about a few years or so. And I just wanted to be there. And also, like I said, my brother. They rest in peace. He's a big 49er fan, so I was there for him.
Oh, man,
anyway,
that's beautiful.
Anyway, I don't want to take too much of you guys' time and everything. I'll just call to check in. Front line.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, man.
Thanks, front line.
That made my day. Wow. I'm serious, man. That's real.
That's pretty cool.
That's what you call real and authentic.
Oh, speaking of which, I can't remember his first name, but Epps.
Of course, this is the show.
Mr. Epps.
Oh, D. Epps.
Okay.
Yeah.
His son was there.
Yeah.
I met his son.
We took a photo, I believe. Well,
I'm not sure, but I met his son, and man, he was great.
Lincoln Steiny.
Dude, he's like, you guys make my day. I drive a lot.
Man,
I'm in the car.
That. Shout out to the Epps family.
You guys get me
And Boom Boom
day.
Epps. That's his brother.
You know, and I just want you to... Can you do me a favor? Like when a guy like Epsy,
yeah,
you know, both of them, you know, when they're that thankful, can like when you hear that goo, how can you mail it in?
I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
No, I'm asking you. You know, people really love to listen, so why right. do you mail it in?
I've never, in my 12 years of doing this, I've never mailed it
I've
in.
I've mailed in segments, never a whole show.
I've been mad, but I've never mailed it in. This is the toy store of life, what we do, man.
I don't think I've ever met.
So we're going to go home, and I'm going to be a vegetable, no gym, probably order some round table, watch the game, post game, and come in tomorrow. We'll talk about football in the Monday night game. Who's got it better than us?
How much time do you think we'll spend tomorrow talking about the Ravens and
well,
the Chiefs?
Well, not much. Monday game.
We might talk about that because, you know why? Because the Chiefs, they matter to the
Evan
Niners.
Ruined fantasy for me. I'm going to cut down on I'm going to condense my leagues next year. I got Lamar, but I'm probably going against Lamar.
I'm sure you are.
They're different scoring systems, too.
I'm sure you are. Would you? Oh, you wanted to.
No, I want Too Short to call us. The great rapper from Oakland, man. I'll send some IG messages.
No, I'm sorry. You had something poignant to say about Matt Chapman. Well, go ahead.
No, then. I'm not mad at the deal.
Oh.
What reeks and what stinks, what's Pepe Le Pew, the skunk, coming from the Giants organization, is that read to me that Farhan, in Halloween writings, Donnie, that Farhan is not going anywhere. So that's how I got that news. I processed it like, I'm happy for Chap. You are the best everyday player. But damn, you don't announce that if dude's about to get kick rocks.
What do you have against stability?
I have nothing against stability.
Farhan is starting to build
but
something.
But what about bad ability? Well, and that's what he's done. He's done nothing
he's starting
right.
to build.
Build what?
A bully.
Well, stop. Well, the Dodgers and Padres and Yankees and
he'll be back.
Who else? Brewers.
Giants are going to be back at some point.
Yeah, to show up for their season. This might be, what did you call it, for the Warriors? Drought. We're in it.
Yes,
they have not won. They haven't won a series in a decade.
That's correct. That's my stat.
No, it's a Giants stat.
No, but I was
think
the one
about
who
it.
I was the one who did think about it. Remember, I brought it to your
you
attention.
You got it out the Athletic, but I'm gonna give you credit. But just think
Thank
about
you.
What
That's
we're talking
I want.
About.
That's all I want.
poor.
Hey, thank God for the Niners.
I'd like to, we did have some news earlier. I'd like to tell you who the 49ers captains are, but we only have 2 minutes left in this segment.
This is.
And they've named 29 captains, apparently. How many, Evan? Nine?
Eight. However,
oh,
I know you guys remember this last year. You know, so Nick Bosa held out, correct?
Yeah.
Right before the season. He was not named a captain last year.
Oh.
Trent Williams was named a captain this season. Your thoughts?
He's a dog. Big Trent coming out with that boombox. They fear him. Mm-hmm. Forrest Whitaker in Fast Times at Richmond High, Stoney. That's who he is. So I don't know what that's about. And I think Bosa lost some here. I'm not trying to do some Darryl Bayless.
Oh, boy.
I think he threw Wilkes under the bus a little too hard. And I think that might have rubbed some people the wrong way, some players. I'm going to leave that there. I don't know why he doesn't have the C. And Steiny, maybe he turned it in and said, you know what? I didn't have my best year.
Well, he has it this season. I'm saying he didn't have it last season after his holdout.
Oh, I thought he was stripped of it. Yeah.
No, he's captain this year, Bosa.
Hey, and it felt good coming out. Evan, my bad. I misheard.
Listen, that's a formality. The guy's 36 years old.
Hypocrisy.
You got to make him a captain.
3 years in a row, all pro. I don't care. When are you going to get past the number and what you are?
Never.
You know how many bald dudes are running around here at 23, 24? Yeah, you got the age. You ain't got the hair. And you got guys like us.
I was giving him a compliment. What are you talking about?
No, you ripped him.
I said he's 36. He's got to be a captain.
Well, you ripped him before.
Never.
Yeah. It stopped.
He's my favorite. You know what?
I think I'm going to declare him my favorite. If I could tell people what you really called him, look at you. Turn around.
What's up, fat boy?
Dude, when you said that, I was a boy.
All right. What do we got next? Oh, crossover. Crossover time with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
Willard's in a
that's always
group
a segment.
Text to us all, the host.
He did?
Yeah, you got to check it out.
I don't check my phone from 10 to 2.
It just rings, huh?
Well, sometimes accidentally it rings, but I don't check my phone.
Right.
The boss asked that of us, and I adhere. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.